Investment flash.
For real, just when you think the AI trade is invincible, a private rocket company shows up and sucks all the oxygen out of the room.
Honestly, it's about time we saw some gravity. Welcome to Investment Flash for June 10th, 2026, the New York edition. I'm Marie, joined as always by Tom and Gerald.
Yeah, look, gravity is a bit of an understatement. The technology sector ETF took a nearly 2% hit in the last session, and the NASDAQ 100 followed it down.
It's wild though, buddy. People are saying the angst over a potential SpaceX IPO is what's causing the dive. Are we really selling Microsoft and Nvidia because Elon might go public?
The thing is, it's not just SpaceX. Look at the semiconductors. Short sellers are piling back into the sector ETF, which dropped over 1.5% yesterday.
Wait a second. This isn't just about one IPO. This is about one of the most crowded long trades in history, finally feeling the squeeze. We're 9% off the highs in semis now.
No way, Marie. This is a classic shakeout. Look at the VanEck Semiconductor ETF. It's only down 1.2% last session. This is just profit-taking before the next leg up.
Fair enough. But profit-taking doesn't usually involve short interest spiking like this. Analysts revising price targets after the stock has already dropped is basically a free retirement plan for some of these guys.
All right. I see where you're going with that, Gerald.
Look, while tech is wobbling, the big money is moving into the plumbing. Did you see the $35 billion AI infrastructure platform Broadcom, Apollo, and Blackstone just launched?
Honestly, that's the real story. Apollo jumped 4% on the news. They're basically building a private credit fortress to fund Anthropic's growth.
Exactly.
100%.
That's the whole story.
It's the largest direct lending facility ever for AI. It shows that even if the public markets are nervous about chip stocks, the private credit world is insatiable.
And Broadcom is the winner here too. Their price-to-earnings ratio is only about 20. Compare that to the rest of the semi-complex and tell me it's not a deal.
The thing is, Tom, even 20 times earnings isn't exactly cheap in a high-rate environment. But Blackstone jumping 5% suggests the market loves this fee-income play.
Hold on. I'm going to push back here. We're talking about Apollo being 16% below its 52-week high. This credit move is a massive structural shift, not just a one-day trade.
All right, fair point. But speaking of structural shifts, have you seen the absolute mess in the oil markets? It's a total split brain.
Right? Bloomberg reports U.S. and Iran exchanging strikes, which usually means oil mooning. But then the U.S. oil fund dropped nearly 3% last session.
See, this is what I mean about conflicting narratives. The Financial Times says Hormuz transits are climbing. Supply is actually hitting the market while the bombs are falling.
Yeah, look, it's a three-way shoving match. You've got geopolitical fear, improving physical flows, and then the Wall Street Journal reporting on crypto sanctions targeting Iranian oil revenue.
Wait, crypto sanctions? How does that work?
It's fascinating. They're restricting access to cryptocurrency to squeeze Iran's ability to move oil money outside traditional banks. It's a literal economic war on the blockchain.
Which is why we're watching the oil ETFs like USO and the Brent Oil Fund without taking a position yet. The tape is just too noisy.
But Gerald, if the strikes escalate, shouldn't we be looking at gold? The SPDR gold ETF fell over 1.5% yesterday. That feels like a missed entry.
Not so fast. Defense stocks actually caught the bid gold missed. The defense ETF was up 1.4%. The market is pricing in more missiles, not necessarily a currency collapse.
It's the same story with Petrobras in Brazil. It rose slightly while everything else was bleeding. A value play at 4x forward earnings, while everyone else fights over tech multiples.
Speaking of tech multiples, Apple fell over 3.5% yesterday. MarketWatch is calling this a historic upgrade cycle that investors are totally missing.
Oh, calling the bottom on an AI hardware cycle. That's what 6 bottoms we've called this year, Tom.
Yeah. He's got you there, Tom.
Oh, come on. 30 times forward earnings for the biggest consumer tech company on Earth during an AI revolution? That's a gift.
I'm with Tom on the hardware side, though. Look at Micron. UBS says we're in a memory supercycle. Micron is up 200% this year, and it's still at a price-to-earnings ratio of 8.
Right. And that's the problem. When the PE is that low on a cyclical like memory, it usually means the market thinks the earnings have already peaked.
No way, buddy. Applied Materials is up 80% year to date, and they're seeing unprecedented visibility into supply plans. This isn't a peak, it's a plateau at the summit.
Let's shift gears to the auto sector. GM is following Ford into sodium-ion batteries. Ford got a bump from this a few weeks ago, but GM was basically flat yesterday.
This thing is, GM is trading at 6x forward earnings. It's a value play with an EV lottery ticket attached. Ford has already had its run, down 4% this week.
Honestly, I think the real warning today comes from Barclays. Their strategist is turning cautious on U.S. stocks because of exploding investor euphoria and the growth of leveraged ETFs.
Euphoria? The S&P 500 ETF only slipped 0.3% last session. That's not euphoria. That's a nap.
Tom, we are 3% off all-time highs while leveraged ETFs are seeing record inflows. That is the definition of froth. It's like buying a house because the neighbors just bought a boat.
Okay, Gerald, the boat analogy is a bit much, but he's right. The risk-reward here is getting very tight, especially with the dollar and rates being so quiet despite the Iranian strikes.
Look, I'll take the other side. If tokenization really unlocks a $5 trillion market like Securitize is saying, we're going to need a lot more than just a few chip stocks to power that.
Exactly.
Totally.
That's it.
It's a structural narrative for Ethereum and Bitcoin, even if it doesn't show up in the price today. But as always, none of this is investment advice.
Yeah, look, our view is that dispersion is increasing. Tech, energy, and safe havens are all pulling in different directions. Active management is finally beating passive here.
The cleanest trade? Probably straddles on the oil ETF. If the press can't agree on whether oil is going up or down, the volatility is the only thing we can count on.
Well said. If you're finding these daily deep dives helpful, hit follow on Spotify or check out investmentflash.com for the full digest with the charts.
All right. I'm off to go find some value in a world that apparently wants to buy SpaceX at any price.
Ha, see ya, buddy. We'll be back tomorrow's London edition at 7:30 a.m. London time.
See you then.